We spoke about the Sharabar, we spoke about the Leviathan, we spoke about the Yayin HaMeshumar, different things that are going to be part of the Suda Lasad Lavoi. Today we're going to speak a short Nekuda about the different Inyonim of Achila, the way it's going to be Lasad Lavoi. There's a very interesting letter, and look at the Sikhas Chelek Yud Beis. Look at the Sikhas Chelek Yud Beis, Parsha Shemini. That's the parasha where the Torah speaks about the Isurei Achila. The Torah speaks about the Yonim, which are also to eat. So the parasha which speaks about that is Parsha Shemini. And in Parsha Shemini, it speaks about the Isur of Chazir, and that Chazir is also to eat. It was by a Fabrengen, and the Rebbe had quoted the Maimer Chazal, but Asidin Chazir Li'itor. Chazal say, Lama Nikra Shemai Chazir. Why was it called the Chazir? Chazir literally means return. Why are we going to collect the word Chazir? Chazir B'tshuva. What's the idea of Chazir? So it says, Lama Nikra Shemai Chazir. Sha'asidin Chazir Li'itor. That there's going to be certain Maicholim, which Bizman Azer Oser, but Lasid Lavei, they're going to be mutter. And someone wrote to the Rebbe that he doesn't believe that such a Maimer Chazal exists. And the Rebbe wrote him back a whole list of Maimer Mekoymes, a whole list of places which bring out this Nikud of this Maimer Chazal. But the Shaila everyone asks is as follows. How is it Shaykh that the Torah says that it's Usur, and we, Paskin, that nothing in the Torah is allowed to change, so how could it be all of a sudden become mutter? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit with Chazal. There's a rule that things that in Torah are not temporary. They're not only here tzait vaylig, they're here la'ilam void. Even though there's an interesting shita of the Ikrim, one of the Bavusta Svarim is the Sefer Ikrim, on the Yud Gimel Ikrim, believe it or not, and he writes over there, lots of lovely things are allowed to change. And it brings a mushel of a little child. He says, when a child is young, you give him to eat soft foods. And when you get older, you get him hard foods. It's a whole process, digestive process. He says, Bizman HaGolos, Yidden are like a little child. We are like a little child, and therefore we have certain dinim. But La'asid Lavei, that things are going to change, and the dinim are also going to change. So therefore he says, Torah is, not only is it allowed to change, it's a positive sign that it changes, it's a sign that we matured. The Rambam clearly argues with the Shit of the Ikrim, and the Rambam says, that Torah is obviously Nitzchi, there's no such thing as a change, addition, a subtraction of Torah. Everything in Torah is Nitzchi. So how does it fit with what the Torah says that Chazir is going to, how could it be that it's going to be Mutter Lasad Lavei? So the one to address the Shaila is the Or HaChaim. Or like we say, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says like this. It is true that Chazir is going to be Osir, is Osir, and it will be Osir. What does it say? Because the Chazir ki mafreses parsehi v'megeleit et einu mayre. It's not, it doesn't chew its cud, it only has split hooves. Hayes, it only has split hooves and it doesn't chew its cud. So therefore, it's Osir. La'asid lavei, however, the Chazir is going to be the Chazirim, so to speak, which is going to be born, are going to chew their cud and have split hooves. Such a chazir l'chatchilo is never osir. Now it seems very modna that the inyan of chazir will be mutter. Because today, if you go to a fry yid and you ask them what level of kashas do they keep, they say, oh, we don't eat pork. You know, that's one thing. They know they trade milk and meat for sure. But, you know, they know that this is like the lowest thing. So I eat tachin, that Chazir from all things is going to be mutter. So it's explained in Chassidus that the klipa of Chazir is related to the clip of Esav. The Esav shreit, Chavimanech bin Kosher, and Behemes inside is a chazer. Just like a chazer steckt away sein hand, it sticks out its hands with the split hooves, and says, I'm kosher. Lots of love where it's going to be, Va'olu Mashim Ba'atzin, Lishmei Tashar Esav. Lots of love where we're going to be Maila the clip of Esav. So the semel, the symbol of the clip of Esav, which is the chazer, will also be elevated. The symbol of Esav is also going to have an aliyah. The Alter Rebbe in Sefer Maimorim Maktzarim, he asks the question, how come Golos is so long? So he says that because this Golos is the clip of Chazer. This one Golos was the clip of Lavan, other Golos was the clip of Esav. It says, when bad is bad and good is good, that's fine. He says, today's dirt, it's a big problem. Ask a bachur in yeshiva, what's the hardest, what's the biggest clipper? A bachur that tells on another bachur, that's like the worst thing. That means like this, that they say you look like a friend, and at the same time, you're not a friend. It's like the worst thing, it's like a chazer. That he sticks out his hand, and at the same time, inside, he looks kosher, inside it's not kosher. So how does it go together? They say this is the hardest thing. And unfortunately, klipa these days has this tnua. Klipa, what's good is they think you have all these goyim, they think everyone liking them, all the klipas, and meanwhile, it's bad and good at the same time. So today's dur, however, good and bad are getting very, very clear. Let me give an example. When the Arabs, they have an stark yirida, when they can elect a Hamas government, it's a very good sign. People said, oh, it's bad having Hamas. Fakir, they're showing the true colors. There's no hiding it anymore that we're a peace organization under terror. No, we are a terrorist organization. It's very clear. Today, the bad is not hiding the bad. They're coming out very, very clearly and saying, we're bad. This is true and we are bad. So on one hand, it looks uglier than the Darius HaKoidmim. Why does it look uglier? Because, the bad is so revealed. But the fact that it's revealed is a maila. The fact that it's clear, it says, Yisbaru v'yislavnu v'yitzarfu rabim. What's that? Yisbaru v'yislavnu. Not pshat, people make a mistake. The Eibishter is not waiting for a perfect world to bring Mashiach. The Eibishter is waiting for a clear world. A world where good is good and bad is bad. Even in Gan Eden, there was Chet Eitz Hadas, there was good and bad. There was the Eitz Hadas, which was bad, the Nachash, which was bad, but this was klar, good and bad. Unfortunately, afterwards, things got mixed. The Inyan of the Chazer is the symbol of this mixed thing. And therefore, this mixed thing is something which is very, very, it's the big clipper.